I would give him a call and just.
Thank you for calling Illinois Lift Equipment. If you.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Good. I had a quick question. Does your customer, are they still communicating with your other finance source or no?
I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you.
What I think is a good idea is you should, do you have a phone number for him or no?
Yeah.
I would call him, and I think sometimes because it can kind of get a little messy, does he know he can't get approved at his other source or no?
Wait, what do you mean?
Does he know that the other company you're working with can't approve him as is?
Yes, my customer does know.
Okay, so can you have him give me a call? Because I'll just say, hey, look, you know, we have some other programs, but do you mind, like, giving me his phone number, or do you mind having him call me?
Yeah, I'll put the phone number on the next one, or on the last one, and have, I'll say that you're going to call him.
And I would just say, hey, because sometimes what these customers do is they don't understand what's going on, and say, hey, just to confirm, you know, Ruben is with a separate finance company. He's not with First Pacific, but he might be able to help you.
He does know that. He does
All right,
that
perfect. All right.
That you're with somebody else. So I'll put his number on the last email so you can call him.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.